Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 1st, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and welcome to one and all, whether you're a member or not. This is an open forum for anyone who wants to come join us in serving the great global awakening. So as always, I make a couple of requests as we dive into this work. One is, as we do this, I do ask that whether you're participating live or on the recording, that you please give this your undivided attention, just as if you were right here in the room with me. This will give you a better experience and will also give a much better experience to those who are being affected by your energy, which is everybody involved here. So in a magical way, whether you're live or on the recording, the quality of energy you hold will spread out and will co-create the space with everyone else. So please do give this your full attention if you possibly can. The other is, if you must leave the sacred container early before I close the container, ask the divine allies to ease you out real subtly, and they'll kind of ease you out of the field, and then you can go do something else you might have to do. And that way we can keep the container real sweet. I make this request only because it is a co-creative event and we all make it together and we all influence it. So thanks very much for abiding by that the best you can. So what I'm going to do tonight is we're going to start by, I'll call the directions, I'll call in the allies. Then once all that's established, we will be guided into embodied awakening. I'll invite everyone to, excuse me, to call in their own higher self and merge with it the best you can. And from that sweet space, we'll say to the allies, hey, here we are. How can we serve the great awakening? And if our recent calls are any indication, we ourselves will receive quite a bit of healing and be taken to a really sweet awakening space. And part of us will be blended into a sweet blended field with the rest of us and many other beings serving the divine. And the experience of serving the great awakening can be quite ecstatic. And there can be a little challenge too, as heavy energy is processed through you to the degree that you're able and willing to process it. That can be part of it too, but the allies are very conscientious and they won't call you to be part of anything that you're not fully equipped to do. So you can relax and be fully confident that you'll get exactly what you need, and you will, your service, your offering will be beautifully made use of. The beings I call are from many different religions and traditions. You may not recognize all the names, but Scouts Honor, they're all beings of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. So that's all the preamble. Let's dive in. I'm going to take one last drink, and then we will start our process. I invite you to close your eyes and just, as the energy builds, if you feel the energy, then just relax and be conscious of the energy moving itself. If you don't feel that, just feel the breath come and go. But be passive and just allow. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocham inti kichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo. The confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Ama Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain. Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a container around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we've got a beautiful container. Let's go to embodied awakening. So, as always, I'll give a full explanation of this. There's always a new person. So, what we're about to do, if you wish, is to call in your own higher self to merge with you in your physical body. Metaphorically, instead of your personality driving the car, your personality will slide to the passenger seat and your divine will drive. Your personality is the boss. If it doesn't like the divine's driving for some reason, it can totally slide right back over, take the wheel. The divine will step out immediately with no resistance, and your personality is back in the driver's seat. So I need your ego part to know that it's in no danger, there's no risk, and it's totally in control of the situation. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much mentally, you'll know what to do more through intuition. and there's much more bliss. So if you'd like to call an embodied awakening, in a moment I'll have you speak directly to your higher self. And please, the following words, say them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words now and relax. If you are aware of energy coming into your body, simply be passively aware of the incoming energy. If you do not feel the energy, then be aware of the breaths coming and going on their own. No breath control, please. For the quickest, most effective embodied awakening experience, I recommend the following. Do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just feel energy or feel breath passively. Should you become distracted, we'll call a distraction anything other than what you have chosen to focus on, energy or breath. If that happens, don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. We'll consider the distraction to be an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any further attention to it. So you relax back into your focus, be that energy or breath. And if the distraction continues, that's fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final nuance, if you wish, is to learn what's the least effort needed even to have your focus. So to learn what this is, let's drop for a moment to zero effort and simply exist. In this state of zero effort, is there, without even trying to notice it, awareness of your focus, which was either energy or breath? Is that awareness arising spontaneously? If it is doing that at zero effort, then zero effort is all you need. If at zero effort you no longer have that awareness that you were working with, then use a very small amount of effort, barely enough to regain awareness of the energy or the breath. But stop the effort level just barely enough to notice that. The less effort that gets that done, the better. And then just rest in that level of effort, whether it's none or just a little bit, and just relax into that. That is the optimal setup in order to have the divine saturate you with itself and bring you into embodied awakening. Remember that this awakening is being given to you as a gift. You are not doing anything to make it happen other than holding that very little bit of awareness. Under the law of free will, if you do more than that in this system, if you use effort or willpower or you visualize to try to make the awakening happen, you will only slow it down. In this style of work, you cannot awaken yourself, but you can relax and receive the gift of awakening from your higher self. Starting to feel pretty good here in the field. So many of those hearing my voice are already in embodied awakening, and through the grace of the divine, I'm able to perceive you whether you're live or on the recording. Nice field is building. How do you know if you hit embodied awakening? Well, four things are simultaneously true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It totally holds itself. If that's your experience, then just enjoy that. You don't have to do anything further. Just enjoy the beautiful feeling of embodied awakening. And know that you holding the space, live or on the recording, is going to help everyone else get there faster. The more of us that are holding the space of embodied awakening, the easier it is for everybody else. So just relax into it if you're there. If you're not quite in that state yet, then continue just relaxing into energetic awareness or breath and allow the divine to keep saturating you. One lovely thing about these invocations is that overwhelm is not possible. Your higher self will not allow it. We're calling for maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, and your highest good is not served by getting overwhelmed. Therefore, it cannot happen. Your higher self will not permit it. This means you can open fully. You don't have to filter or regulate or control the incoming energy. You can relax and trust that your higher self is fully protecting you, and you can allow it to enter. Now, are you likely to be getting 100% of your higher self here? Probably not. Most of our bodies don't have capacity to hold that much energy, but it will come in as much as we can hold without getting overwhelmed. So I invite you to relax, allow it to saturate you. And enjoy that beautiful space where you're sitting there fully conscious and yet no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who's not fully in embodied awakening to have a chance to pop in. My sense is that most of us are in the state now. Okay. So we are primed and good to go. Allies, we come to serve. We're gathered here, some live, some on the recording of the event, all ready to be of service to the incoming Aquarian Age, the great global awakening. How may we serve? So they're saying, as usual, relax and we'll take care of everything. So you humans, your invitation is to now relax and just rest in your beingness. If you are aware of the energetics, rest in the awareness of that energy. If you cannot feel the energetics going on, then rest in breath and be completely passive. Please, during this process, do not make anything happen from your ego, please. And unless in the very unlikely event that the allies ask you to do something. Hasn't happened in a long time. They will take care of everything. They just are so grateful that you're here holding this magical human consciousness and willing to be of service to the collective. So here we go. So my body is starting to shake and vibrate. The heavy energy is coming in. So right away, Our own personal heavy energy is being flushed out or transmuted to love and light. And those who are ready and able, they're receiving some of the heavy energy from the planet that needs dispersing or clearing or upgrading. So you don't have to worry how much of this heavy energy is mine, how much is from elsewhere. Just let it run through you. And please do not do anything about the heavy energy. That's totally covered by the allies. They're just grateful to have the use of your body to filter it through. You just relax and let them work the energies. If at any point what you're experiencing is not what I am describing, please relax and go with what's actually happening for you. Customized individual experiences are very common in this work, and to be gratefully accepted when it happens. If your body shakes or trembles or vibrates, if you need to cry or holler or scream or whatever you got to do to let something out, I recommend doing so as long as nobody gets hurt. I get shaken a lot. My body just vibrates as energy processes through it. Sometimes I belch, which is far from being rude in this context. It is simply an energetic release. So is yawning. So the shake it up has calmed a little bit for me. And now I'm much more aware of pulsing waves of energy within my physical body. That energetic part of me. So you now may be starting to experience your own physical body as more of an energetic phenomenon, not so solid feeling anymore. It hasn't changed, but your consciousness and perception of it is changing. Well, it might be changing a little, but not that much. So just relax and let things continue to unfold. So it's kind of a mixture. Some of us are getting heavy energy put through us. Others are simply moving into higher states of bliss and ecstasy. Just whatever's happening, go with it. It's all perfect. I'm becoming more aware of our blended energetic field of higher consciousness, which means that there is a blended field of awareness, blissful, ecstatic, above and beyond our individual human awareness. And for most, it's a both and. There is simultaneously awareness of your human self, with all the energy coming into the physical body, and then beyond that, awareness, wow, I'm also part of this vast blended field of divine energy. That feels really good. And in that field, there's no individuated you. There's just you like a puree, just blended with everyone else. This is a level beyond personality, so none of your human secrets are being compromised here. They're down there with your human self, safely locked away. But this other part of you is a divine blended part that's frankly always blended with this field anyway. But in this moment, your human self has a chance to become aware of that. So just relax. And in terms of paying attention, don't make a conscious choice on that, is my recommendation. You will naturally have the appropriate percentage of energy in the physical level and or the level we're talking about, blended, and any other levels you might be aware of. There's no technical limit to how many levels you can be aware of at the same time. And in my experience, those multiple awarenesses happen spontaneously, and holding multiple levels of awareness is effortless. So if it's happening like that, fantastic. I do not recommend using effort to try to make that happen. Again, in this field, we'll get the best personal and group outcome if we simply relax and allow the energy to do its thing. My narration is not because Benjamin is making anything happen. I'm simply narrating what I'm perceiving to be happening in our field. A reminder that this is a co-creation. Whether you are live or on the recording, the quality of attention you are holding is affecting everybody in the past, present, or future of this event. So again, please give us your full attention. No multitasking, please. If you cannot give us your full attention, please exit the process. Ask the allies to gently ease you out. And if you are a member of Awakening Plus, you can always come back and do it in the archive as a recording. The energy just got really beautifully still. So I'm now noticing that mostly my awareness is in the blended field, which is now starting to expand into global awareness. So you may be noticing part of you in physical body, part of you in the blended field, and part of you now becoming aware of the earth and the massive number of beings around the planet in what might look like low Earth orbit. They're literally all around the planet, and there's more than you could ever hope to count. Vast number of light beings here to hold space for the Great Awakening, which is happening a little more every day. So whatever you're aware of, just relax into awareness of that. Allow it to change if it wants to change. Whether you're floating in bliss or having heavy energy process through your body, just let it happen. From a higher perspective, all the beings on the planet and the planet itself are you. And thus, even to speak of someone else's heavy energy coming through you is a misnomer. It's your energy. It's all you. If I'm quiet for a period of time, I'm still present. Now I'm feeling the bliss and ecstasy increasing, very noticeable in my brain and my torso especially. Well, actually now it's everywhere. It appears that They're doing the same sort of thing they've been doing recently, which is to give each of us a strong individual cleanup. And right now they're helping each of us individually move into the deepest, sweetest awakening that we can maintain. And this is being done simultaneously in our individual human selves as well as in the blended field. They're totally supporting each other. So both and. There we go. Now notice how your physical body is receiving a sweet new energy in a very noticeable way. Just relax and allow. This is a super sweet space right here. Again, there's nothing to do here. Please relax completely now. Don't even have a focus. Simply exist. Just be. Yeah, very, very blissful inner world. It's so far beyond description. Just relax and enjoy this. If a little heavy energy wants to move through you, allow that too. So nice. Just enjoy that. The idea here is that the more ecstatic and high a consciousness you are able to hold, that same consciousness is being radiated to Earth, making it easier for others to also attain this level of awakening. You serve by holding the consciousness yourself. There is nothing to do because it is not your human self that makes the consciousness possible. The divine gives it to you as a gift. I recommend you simply passively receive the gift, allow the awakening to be present, and also simply allow it to radiate to others on the planet. The allies are totally handling all aspects of this. There is nothing for you to do except be in this beautiful state of awakening. So keep it simple. Stay relaxed, stay open. If I'm silent for a period, it's just because they're not giving me anything to say. I'm now starting to notice a sense of energy radiating from my physical body out in all directions. This is different from our usual. So you may feel energy radiating out from your physical body. Okay, I see what they're doing. Our physical bodies, of course, are on Earth. And I don't recall them having done this before, but they're radiating our divine consciousness from this higher level out through our physical bodies. And it's radiating that way. So just let it radiate. Excuse me. They're saying, we'd love for you to do this all the time. Just be so full of light that it naturally radiates out from you like a shining sun. And then the sun shines on everything. Again, if you're having some energetic cleanup, just allow that. Relax and stay with the process. Let it run itself. I invite you to release any preference, whether you're floating in bliss or processing heavy energy. It's all beautiful service. I just got told that Marla needs a little extra support right now, so we're calling that in for her. Again, there's nothing any of you have to do. It's just happening. Marla is one of our members. So she's being collectively supported by the field. Some of the heavy energy that it will serve her to release is being distributed throughout our group and processed. Many hands making light work. Relax and be with what's happening. The allies thank you with all sincerity for your service. Our presence here, they say, is making a difference. And a very beautiful difference, too. Yeah, my whole brain is lighting up with sweet, very ecstatic energy. Getting a little more sense of increasing percentage of awareness in the physical body. And it's feeling like we're slowly gaining physical body awareness and integrating this higher vibration energy into our physical selves. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. As always, nothing to do except relax and allow. Just feel the energy moving if you have that awareness. If not, rest in breath, coming and going on its own. Whatever your chosen focus, using the absolute least effort that makes that awareness possible. I'm seeing more brilliant light within myself. It's focalized into the pineal gland. Yeah, you may be feeling the energy around your body really lighting up, really luminous, bright, shiny. Just relax the best you can and allow the energy to keep moving. Whether it's bliss or heavy energy processing, it's all good. Just let it all be there without preference. So notice how you are more present in your physical body, but your body feels quite different now. The body feels much more just like energy. Again, what's mainly changed is your own awareness. And since you're now more conscious as divine energy, even things like physical bodies will now be perceived more like subtle energy. Feels like we're settling down even more into our physical bodies. We'll just leave a moment for that. They're saying the more awakened you remain, the more service you will continue to perform. And they're reminding us that the tipping point into the full-blown golden age will happen when enough of us are holding embodied awakening consistently as our normal state. There's nobody on the sidelines. Everybody's on their feet on the field. Therefore, you have a potent influence on how quickly the Aquarian age pops in. And you can help that along by maintaining embodied awakening the very best you can. If you'd like a guidance on that, my free invocation masterclass is on my site, astroshaman.com. All you have to do is click the word invocations in the menu bar, and it'll take you right where you need to go and tell you everything you need. So just feel yourself. You should be quite conscious in your physical body again, but feel how different it feels. Notice how you have awareness of your own body, but you may also have awareness of all of us other Awakening Plus folks. At the moment, there's 52 of us on the Zoom call and many more accessing via the recording. Just feel for a moment your consciousness, not changing or judging any of it, just feeling it as it is right now. Feels like we're nicely settled in. Allies, any last anything before we call the directions and close shop for the process? Their allies are saying, we love you. Thank you so much for coming. There's things we simply cannot do without you, referring to live humans. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to call the directions and close the Mesa space, after which those who need to go can go. And those who wish to hang out, either live to engage or on the recording to hear what was said, that's all available after the close. Pachamama. Mama Kia, we're a coachan in tea. Quichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful service opportunity. We are so grateful for the personal healing and awakening we received as part of the process. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, allies, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I personally request that you stay with me always, allies, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, that closes the formal sacred space. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check out our $1 for 30 days trial membership. Just go to awakeningplus.com, check it out if you're interested. If you're interested in working with me personally, go to astroshaman.com, and there you can learn about my astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. And now we'll open it up for anyone who would like to contribute, whether that means typing something in the chat window or unmuting yourself and speaking. It's all available now. And just have at it. You're equally welcome to speak or chat. Personally, I always love a live conversation, but do what you're called to do. I also understand that a lot of people need a while to get to where they can communicate after an event like this. It's been pretty strong and sweet. So take time if you need it. And if we're in a space where nothing is being typed or spoken, then, of course, even though the mesa is closed, there's still a lot of sweet energy in the field. And you can just relax and enjoy that. Jean, oh, we got a couple of people jumping in on the same moment. Diana typed, good day. I received pain on my right head in the middle of my chest, question mark. So I assume you're not asking if you have the pain. I assume you want to know what that means. I don't know the specific meaning, but anything that gets stirred up in a process like this is either your own stuff clearing or someone else's stuff clearing through you. And you don't have to know what it is or how it got there. It can run itself through anyway. There's two basic flavors in this style of work. There's the anonymous healing where you feel it come up and flush away or get transmuted to love and light. And if you're not shown what it is, you don't need to know. It can all work anonymously. And if you need to know, then some kind of image or thought will pop in to let you know what it is. So I hope that's a helpful answer, Diana. If not, type again. Gene types, I saw a person who recently passed, Sharon Gillerman, a truly beautiful soul. She showed up for a second. Well, I'm glad Sharon was kind enough to join us. Thank you, Sharon, your soul thereof. So that's all the chat so far. And if anyone would like to type in there or unmute themselves and speak, that's all available. If you're on Zoom, you can just click the little microphone icon with a slash to remove it and speak. And if you're on the chat, you can just type. If you're on the Oh, hi, Marla.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say thank you for the extra support. I really felt that when everyone was helping that process at that moment. So really, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Was something, in fact, going on that you were needing help with?
Well, nothing that was consciously really going on. I mean, I felt sort of a little more mentally distracted tonight than usual. Okay. And so having to keep just, you know, not giving the distraction and the attention and letting it go. But then when you said, you know, we're giving Marla extra support, then I felt really kind of like more lit up and blasted, sort of thing. And then it was experiencing a little bit more heavy energy after that. Maybe I was just experiencing it more consciously. Mm-hmm. I would say that was my experience.
Nice. Well, I'm glad. That's the first time ever on a New Earth support team call that a specific person has been called to be supported like that. So.
Yeah, I guess right before you said it, what was running through my mind was I'm coming back to life because, you know, I've gone through like a lot of recovery this year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I literally thought in my head, I'm coming back to life. And then you said, we're being asked to give Marla extra support now. So I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I'm very grateful for that. Thank you for letting us know. Okay, Jennifer types, Diana, I became aware of mild chest pain towards the end too. It's gone now. And Kay typed, hard to pull away from the beautiful energy to type. Very grateful for this deep dive into a blessed space. My eyes are very activated. Yay. Nice.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, how you doing, Indy?
Doing well. That was a fabulous session tonight. Thank you, and namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, I saw an angel appear to me, and I couldn't really pan out exactly which one it was, but there's colors of blue and yellow. Mm. But I also, it was a very ethereal experience tonight. I didn't feel as much purging,
okay.
But I felt like I was taken through an ethereal realm, through some tunnels and through some vortexes, and it was very blissful at the end. And there was some sparkling lights, like crystal facets or something. It was very, very magical.
Nice.
I want to thank everybody for being here today. I can feel everyone's energy. It was really beautiful.
Oh, thank you, brother.
And I had a question. I think you said Raphael was in the north and Gabriel was in the west, Metatron in the center. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
On the east and the south, I couldn't tell which one was Uriel.
So what I call is Raphael in the north, Mikael south, Uriel east, Gabriel west, and then Metatron center.
Got it. All right. Thank you so much for that, for the clarification. Namaste.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's unusual. Most people, that's called a lesser banishing ritual. Mm. And normally an angel doesn't get put in the center in that process, but a while back I was called to put Metatron in the center, and he just wants to be there ever since. So
I love that.
My own guidance now is to do what I'm called to do, even if it's not quite the traditional way. So Metatron in the center it is.
That's great. Yeah, Metatron's really been working with me a lot.
Okay.
And Raphael and Gabriel as well. So
yeah, all those, yeah. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Indy, thanks so much for being here, brother.
Glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bright and shiny. Any other feedback, comments, anything at all? I want to say once again how grateful I am that so many of y'all choose to show up and do this. There's only a gazillion other things you could be doing, and I'm just so honored that some of you choose to come back again and again and be part of this. It feels like we really have built a beautiful team to do this beautiful service. Vivian.
Just to say thank you, really. Thank you.
Aw, thank you, Vivian. Always grateful when you show up.
Well, I'll see if I can make it more of my week. It's just that it's now 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm teaching today, so it needs a little organization. But yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you. Blessings in Australia.
And to you.
Thank you. We have such a good crew. Anybody else? Oh, that's a sweet energy we're getting now. A little bonus bliss right there. Nice. Okay, last call. Anyone who wants to type or speak, please do it now. I'm feeling so clearly how each one of us contributes so beautifully to what we do here. This is not just lip service. This really is a co-creation. Every one of you is essential in what you hold. So thank you all for doing that so beautifully and skillfully. So grateful. Sorry. Hi.
You're welcome. Hi. Thank you. It took me a while to find the button to push so I could talk.
I understand. Thank you. Anything else you wanted to share beyond just the thank you?
I would love to connect. I'm seeing it like my heart really needs to heal, and yellow and blue light connecting my heart with the hearts of those on the call is the same to me. So thank you. You are incredibly brilliant tonight.
Oh, I didn't do anything. You're giving me too much credit. I show up and set the container, and everything that happens beyond that is all of us being brilliant, really. Thank you. It's really not just me.
Sparkly. I see you even sparkle.
Oh, thank you. Well, I do what I can. Yeah. Thank you. I thank you for your compliment and acknowledge that it's a group thing. Very much. Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Cherie. Anybody else? So feels so good. All right. That feels like a wrap, folks. Thank you all so much for being here. We do this every Monday night at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. And again, today is March 1st. We have another event tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we're doing an event we haven't done in months. It's the, what is it even called? It's the event where we do the full four-part embodied awakening process, and then we blend together just being in oneness in the blended field. So it's a very gentle, beautiful process. And you're welcome to join us tomorrow night for that. And then for members, Wednesday night, we have our first group support call of the month. And you're certainly welcome there if you're a member of Awakening Plus. And again, as a reminder, if you're not yet a member, check out awakeningplus.com and try our $1 per 30-day trial. See if you like it. And again, so grateful to each and every one of you for being here. Good night.